Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the 22nd and final episode of Power Rangers Super Samurai, Stuck on Christmas. Now, technically, this episode airs after Super Samurai has ended, and everyone's gone their separate ways, but it occurs somewhere during the season, I guess. So, we'll see how this plays out. Stuck on Christmas! First aired on December 15th, 2012, written by Jill Donnellan and directed by Jonathan Broff. And we're going to get started now in 3, 2, 1, go! Oh, we don't have our intro here. Is this new footage? We are still in the regular samurai intro, though. And no Antonio. Okay, it looks like unmorphed footage is actually from the episode Test of a Leader, so no new unmorphed footage. Now, just about every Sentai does have a Christmas episode because it's a yearly show, so it airs right around Christmas. So this might actually be footage from the Christmas episode, probably is, footage from the actual Christmas episode of Shinkinger. But since they only had one, you know, they had to save it for this time, I guess. Oh, I feel like that was something that was a big deal in the Sentai. Like, maybe he couldn't do that the whole episode, and then suddenly now he can. How do you like those stockings? Time to trim your tree. Spin sword. Forest vortex. Time to get rid of this oversized Christmas ornament. Did she say Vortrex? And obviously, they have a lot of time to fill because they're showing this. Although, I'm surprised we didn't get the full morph like last time. Swords combined.
Christmas Eve.
Don't worry, Mike. Time to knock the sugar plums out of this guy.
Let's do it!
Santa ain't coming to your house this year.
Don't you dare even mention Santa's name!
Let's finish this!
Also, I'm wrong. I guess it's just the colors of the monster that made it feel Christmassy. This is actually from like the 15th episode of Shinkenger, which is very early in the series, not near Christmas. And that's why Antonio's not in it, because he's not in the footage at all. And yet the lights came back on.
Stuck? No, you gotta fix it. There are chestnuts waiting to be roasted.
It's okay. Kevin will check it out, right?
Just leave it to me. Uh-oh. This does not look good.
Oh, man.
I wish Antonio was here. He could fix anything.
Huh. So they can mention him, and he gets new and he gets footage still. So why couldn't they put him in the credits? That sucks.
Hey man, you come up with great ideas too.
Nothing gets through his armor.
Interesting they can't unmorph while they're in there, but I guess it makes sense. But you would think the stunties were busy with stuff too.
Not one of them.
That's it.
What, you have an idea?
Yeah, I think I cracked the code. We just need the right ranger with the right attack in the right order. We'll beat him as a team.
Yeah.
We should combine the Samurai Battlewing with the Megazord.
Is that possible?
I think so.
Kev, your sketchbook.
Here. I guess what you were doing was...
I drew it, therefore it must be real.
Go on. I know you can do it. You've got mad skills.
I'm on it.
Yeah, he's just gotta know how to do electrical wiring. No problem. While still morphed. Although I did notice that he wiped sweat from... Is there doorbells, the Power Rangers theme? Did we know that? You know, I just realized, wasn't it a big deal in the last Christmas episode that about getting snow at this part of the world? And now it's snowing again? And apparently very cold. And you know, I just realized that it wasn't snowing where the Rangers are fighting.
Why don't you come inside? You look like you're freezing.
This is their second or third time in the Sheba house at this point.
How's it going, Kev? Need any help there? You know, we do work great as a team.
Yeah. Like that time when you and Mike were stuck together.
Oh no, not the other one too. Hey, don't pull so hard. Break. We're glued together. Wait, Mike? No. Nail these symbol powers.
Who put you in charge anyway?
This way.
And what's wrong with this way?
The trash is this way.
Okay, but it's easier to go this way.
I said this way.
But we worked it out eventually, didn't we? Thus, 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2. It equals 1 less Nylock. Now that was some real
Oh yeah, that was some real weird math. I remember that now.
Totally got it. So let's
watch yourself, man.
So the wires are Power Ranger colors too, except for maybe pink.
What should we wear for Christmas?
Wait, they have been stuck for hours, really? And commercial. Weird.
Sir, that drill sergeant girl isn't here, is she?
No.
Oh, yeah. The drill sergeant, I forgot.
Emily, you have to get rid of those two out there. They think this is a dojo. They think they want to be samurai.
Oh, no. It's that guy Mia met from the factory. That other guy must be his friend.
You know, I just noticed that they're wearing camouflage outfits with the drill sergeant interesting. Okay, that hat is sitting really weird on Bulk's head.
Well, if Kevin's working on it, I'm sure you'll be home soon. I gotta go. No, wait.
Oh, boy. That's about right.
Well, at least we're making progress.
We are?
Don't worry, Mike. Being stuck here isn't so bad. Maybe we don't have a tree, but we are together. And that's what matters.
You know, I just realized in that scene, granted, Antonio was wearing black, but he wears a lot of black and white and stuff anyway, but... Ooh. Anyway, Mia was wearing gold instead of pink. Is that the only time she's outside of color? With the cat?
We should call the fire department.
What are you talking about? If we want to be samurai, we have to rescue this cat ourselves. Come on.
Thank you. That cat was lucky. You two are heroes.
They have Shiba symbol cookies.
We know the Samurai Power Rangers.
Well, you know a lot of other Rangers too, I think. To be the Penguin. Oh, not bad.
Sometimes
they're lucky to have you. We're all lucky that they're brave enough to protect us all.
Full body blades! That's a lot of blades! Yeah! Keep going, we've got this!
So we're using footage from Samurai and Super Samurai. Crazy. Super Primate Cyclone? Is that what you actually said in the old episode? Because I don't... That's kind of really an oddly specific attack. Actually, you know, that monster's also kind of red and green, so that could have worked for a Christmas episode, too. That's from, like, the first episode, I believe. Well, Origins. Technically, the first should have been the first episode. You know, that does bring up a good point. Samurai sucks at doing things in the proper order, don't they? Samurai itself started with the third episode, and they played the first two as the final two. And so now we've got these coming out after the show is over. He's got it on vibrate. Wait, did he just say years ago?
Mentor must be busy decorating the tree.
Decorating the tree? Don't remind me.
Mike. This is only a 1-year thing, and Spike only showed up in the first episode, so...
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Get by without him. I hope Mentor isn't too lonely there without us.
How did you meet Mia?
Now that is some story. It was in the midst of a big battle. I was sitting. Well, I mean, standing. Well, sitting at the factory, waiting for some action. But the Rangers had it covered.
Get to safety.
So I just waited there. You know,
that way.
Just in case I could assist in any way.
Hey. Yeah, just kind of pouting.
I felt this shadow fall over me.
Okay, you got me, monster. Whoop-dee-doo.
The monster's gone.
And a beautiful girl was standing there. And it was Mia.
Are you okay?
I mean, I was feeling pretty down about losing my job, but, I mean, she gave me the courage to never give up.
Never give up.
Basically, she helped us when we needed it the most. She introduced us to a young fisherman named Antonio.
That's right.
Hey, you go offer that guy some help?
He gave us a job fishing, and we made enough money to pay our rent. Plus, we cut enough food for a month.
Remember, never give up.
Do you think she knows what she did to him there with that touch?
She's very sweet.
Interesting.
Didn't realize it was that late.
Oh man, still not working. You can do it, Kev. Wait, I think I've got it.
Meanwhile, Mike is sitting there, soaking up fumes. Everyone but Jaden sitting at the wrong spots.
What is it?
It's fixed. I did it. I really did it.
Nice job. Hey, it's past midnight. It's Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Emily.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone.
We're heading home.
I'll tell Mentor we're on our way.
That's great news. Merry Christmas. Oh.
It's daytime all of a sudden?
I have a favor to ask you.
Hey, wake up. We have to get out of this door before
that. He gets up and barks.
But I have a surprise for you.
Drill Sergeant.
Oh, look.
It's the Power Rangers.
Merry Christmas, guys. We came by to thank you for all your hard work helping us save our world from evil.
Thank you.
That way they can come home without having to unmorph.
Now let's get Christmas started.
Yeah.
Right. Presents for everyone.
Yeah. Come on. Come on. That sounds like fun to me.
This is that's from last year. Except backwards. Okay, well, not the greatest way to end Super Samurai or the whole Samurai season, but okay. And with that, our journey through Power Rangers Samurai and Super Samurai is over. Really, not too much from this. Well, actually, a lot from this show ends up coming back in the next couple of seasons. Four actors? Eventually, I think. And, although that might not be till Super Mega Force. I think Super Mega Force is also okay. So I don't think we see any of these guys in Mega Force. There's some technical cameos in Super Mega Force, I believe, and then at least unmorphed. I think the only one that we don't see is Kevin, I believe. But anyway, so after this, Saban and his team decided we needed to get ready for the 20th anniversary of Power Rangers, because the next season is, obviously, the 20th anniversary season. And how do we do this? Well, it just turns out that the season after Shinkenger was Tensu Sentai Gosager, and the colors matched from Mighty Morphin. So we're trying really hard in this next season to kind of recapture that Mighty Morphin essence without the comedic stylings of Bulk and Skull. I don't think there are really comedy characters in this. But our next season does return us to a high school setting with a, is it a juice bar? It's not really a juice bar, but it is Ernie's. And we have the stereotype, the Red Ranger that's very good with martial arts. The Black Ranger who's, well, I guess, sports? I don't know if Zach was really a sports guy. Yeah. The brainy Blue Ranger. And then the Yellow and the Pink Rangers Yellow was a little tougher than Pink, and Pink was more girly. I guess we could go with that, because Kim was a little more girly than Trini, I would say. Anyway, so we're trying to bring that back. And it'll be interesting to see how they do this. They try to cram all Tensou Sentai Gosager into just like 20 episodes plus two holiday specials of Power Rangers Megaforce. Because the next season is going to adapt the next Sentai. We just didn't know that yet. They were pretty much adamant, saying things like pirates aren't good to teach kids stuff and all that. So we weren't sure at first if we were actually going to get a full-on Gokaiger adaptation. Especially since the new Morpher has cards that also had the Rangers, which we, you know, technically could have been used to transform into other Rangers, but that's getting ahead of ourselves. So next time we will be watching the very first episode of Power Rangers Mega Force, and that episode is Mega Mission. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care, and may the power protect you. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Let's see.